Just reading this morning in 1 Peter 5:8, and it says, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." I was watching Bear Grylls last night with the family, and if you're talking about someone who is the very definition of sharp and on the lookout, it would have to be someone like Bear. And why wouldn't he be? He's been dropped into a hostile terrain, and there's plenty of things that can eat him if he's not careful. And in a lot of ways, it's the same for us. The Bible calls us to be sharp and to be alert. Why? Because we have an enemy. And I think in this day and age, it's good that as a church, we continue to focus on God's goodness and power. And I think there was a time back in the day where we almost gave too much attention and glory to the devil. But when we've got someone like that who's completely set on our destruction, we also can't ignore him. And so we're given a couple of insights here into how he works. Firstly, we read that he prowls around. So we know he's moving. He's not always in the same place. In Genesis, the tree of knowledge was planted in the one place. Adam and Eve always knew where it was, but now we've got a moving enemy. And just because we had to deal with him one way before doesn't mean that's how we're going to have to deal with him this time. And the second thing that we see is that he prowls around like a roaring lion, like a roaring lion. And this tells us two things. Firstly, lions roar when they're hungry. So he's not kidding around. He's looking for something to eat. And secondly, what it does is it tells us that we'll hear him before we see him. Obviously, the roar of a lion will travel a great distance, and so we'll hear him before we see him. And what I found in practicality is that the devil loves to strike fear into our hearts through a bad report or bad news. And it's kind of almost like a lion's roar, and can get our hearts running and scared and put us in a place of defensiveness right from the word go. And I thought it was really interesting that when Bear Grylls faced off against the big cat, he said that his best chance was not to run, but instead to make himself look really big and to start shouting and making a whole lot of noise. And, you know, when the lion's roaring, it's time for us to stand our ground. Not to start to run, but stand our ground, speak out the truth, speak out the glory and the promises of God. As the Bible says, as we resist the devil, then he will flee from us. Amen.